When you're there, you think, you know, who needs sadhana? You know, I'm home, you know. Who needs a sadhana? Who's at home? You know, do they sell the tablet here at the ashram? Take two and that's it forever. You want to say something?
The body is not the doer. And the mind is also not the one who is doing. It is the one that thinks it's doing. But at the same time, the Supreme Consciousness does nothing. So who is the doer?
Vital force is the doer. Vital force is the animating power of the entire universe, is the vital force. And it flows with the consciousness. Together they are performing all of this is being done. The vital force. That breath and combusting with food is sustenance for that activity of consciousness. Do it. And the jurisdiction of this consciousness, the flow and it's inscrutable. Nobody can work it out. And no one should try. You cannot work it out. All you can do is to merge your own consciousness, if I use this term like this, in that universal stream. And you will intuitively know. But it's not an informational knowledge. It's not a knowledge about itemized things. It's a unitive, intuitive knowingness that does not need to go out exploring. It's within you. It comes to light somehow. Some things are not meant to be known in this body. That maybe they are meant to be known in this body, such as the play of the power. Maybe in this body, metaphysical expressions will arise effortlessly, even unknown to the intellect of the being inside this body. Even Sri Bhagwan himself. Many things took place attributed to him. He knew nothing of it consciously. Other people bring it to his attention. This thing there, and you came and pulled me out of this river. Ah, really? Oh, very good. Automatically. Such is the power. So inside these contemplations, one is finding less and less landing place for the question, who am I? Which hand will go up to say, it's me, inside this? And in the very non-finding of some center for me, for I, in this non-finding arises pure joy, space. When the beingness recognizes it's not an object. But objects are perceived in it. Then where's your location also? Even this question releases tremendous joy. Where's your edge beyond which you are not? So anyway, we got to go to satsang. Yeah.